Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm producer Chris. Now, the UK was gripped by a referendum as we recorded Bugle 273. Not that referendum. Yep, it was the Scottish referendum, keeping Andy and John on the edge of their seats, and it's a good job that's all gone away.
Top story this week, okay the no or okay the yes? It's the Scottish independence referendum. Well, Andy, after 2.5 years of campaigning and centuries upon centuries of tension, it's all led us to this. Scotland today, votes on whether or not to leave the United Kingdom and strike out on its own. And Scotland has, to put it frankly, not been as entertaining as this since they started inexplicably throwing tree trunks around. What is the feeling over there, Andy? It must be electric in the air.
Well, I love the smell of democracy in the morning, John. It is all kicking off. It's there is genuine excitement, John, about the democratic process, which is frankly something that has put the major shits up Westminster, given that they've been basically exclusively dedicated to preventing democratic excitement happening for at least the last 20 years. And we're just worried about, you know, what we could see the Queen cry in public. For the first time.
No, it can't be done. The Queen crying in public would be basically a minor tremble of the upper lip. And that would be, at that point, Buckingham Palace would just burst into flames. Andy, Joni Mitchell famously sang, "Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?" And she's still right, Andy, because in Scotland's case, the rest of the UK has a majestic country of spectacular landscapes, as well as the highest rate of heart disease in the whole of Europe. But like any divorce, If the UK were to split, there would clearly be serious problems. There would be the small matter of who gets what in the separation agreement. Scotland would probably take Andy Murray's Wimbledon title back, meaning that we would...
I know, Andy.
Meaning that we would once more be banking on Tim Henman making an incredible career comeback. But in that case, Andy, if it happens, they can frankly kiss goodbye to Tilda Swinton's Oscar. She was born in f***ing London. Andy, Scots, love it or leave it, you f***ing... Oh, God, I'm so emotionally unstable, Andy. It looks like they might actually go.
Yeah, it's got very, very close to the extent where David Cameron was reduced to fleeing north to Scotland and telling Scotland that it would break his heart if they left, which... I think probably could be the decisive swing in favour of independence. I know you shouldn't vote.
No question, Andy. It would be worth it to upset him.
I know when you're voting on a big thing, you shouldn't base it on short-term or personal concerns in such a major matter as this. But when that is offered to you, John, the look on David Cameron's face on Friday morning, tomorrow morning, if Scotland votes to snap off from the rest of the UK... I could fully understand a 100% yes vote.
It would be
just
amazing
to see that.
Like you say, it's not an ideal way to vote for full independence for your country just to spite another human being. But even if the consequences are disastrous, I do think a great-grandfather Scottish man in the future could look down at his great-grandson as his inferno of a country continues going up in flames and say, I've got to tell you, kiddie, you should have seen the look on his face. I regret nothing. He was so sad. I've not been over there in the UK for the campaign, Andy, so I've not been subjected to its full force, but it does seem from the outside that the Better Together campaign was incredibly negative. I saw one photo of some billboards which apparently read, I love my family, so I'm voting no. What kind of implication is that exactly? That sounds like the response to a mob threat. Lovely family you got there, all nestled snugly in a 300-year-old economic union of nations. Such a shame if something were to happen to all of them. I love my family. I'm voting no. Please don't hurt them.
that was, to be honest, about as positive as the campaigning got. There was a lot of complacency, I think, because I think most people had assumed it would be a fairly comfortable no vote. And the tone of the early campaigning was basically just to say, well, if it was right for Britain 307 years ago, it is right for Britain now. And there have been some extraordinary adverts. Aside from that, there was a long campaign video advert in which basically had a woman sitting at a table in her kitchen basically saying, I am too silly to vote as a humble woman, therefore I have to vote no. And it was really democracy at its grubby, grubby worst.
It appears there has been something of a shifting in tone now from essentially threatening Scotland that they risked economic Armageddon if they left, to now essentially desperately appealing to their heartstrings, saying that the UK would be irreparably damaged without them. And there were even last-minute promises from all three major Westminster leaders. On Tuesday, David Cameron, Nick Clegg and Ed Miliband published a vow signed by all of them, pledging extensive new powers for the Scottish Parliament parties, including a promise to, and I quote, share our resources equally. And that kind of thing was absolutely not on the cards until polls suggested that Scotland might actually leave. All of which seems a bit like an emotionally abusive husband desperately buying flowers for his wife after finally spotting a packed suitcase of her things in the bedroom. And it's even coming with even more insults, because apparently the No campaign this week has been distributing leaflets comparing Scotland to North Korea. And at this point, England is just coming off as emotionally unstable. Don't leave, please. I'm nothing without you. Oh, what the hell? If you want to go, go. You don't think I can get Norway to take your place in a second? Oh, I don't mean that. Here's some more parliamentary powers. You know that we're good together. And you know that if you only stop whining, you fat cow. I'm the best thing that's ever happened to you. You'll never make it on your own. The EU don't want you. You're too old and your economy's all wonky. And if you try to leave, I'll kill you and I'll kill myself. In that order. No, the other order. Wait, I hate you, you beautiful bitch. Now kiss me again. Get out of here!
I think that was the Queen's internal monologue, essentially, during the last couple of weeks. As you said, the three leaders ran up to Scotland. They basically cancelled Westminster for the day. They cancelled Prime Minister's questions and went up to up to Scotland. Now, given the popularity of Cameron, Clegg and Miliband, particularly in Scotland, this was the equivalent of trying to dissuade a lion from eating a child by dressing that child in a zebra costume. But it was a definite missed opportunity for Alex Hammond. If he'd been a real Scottish leader, John, he would have taken advantage of England's top brass being AWOL and invaded, just as Cameron was getting off the train in Edinburgh for a busy day, avoiding public engagements for fear of being egged. Salmon would have been already burning down the walls of York and painting himself blue.
Screaming, "You're all Scottish new!" the whole world seems to suddenly be paying attention to this, especially now there seems to be a genuine possibility that Scotland will go. Even China has publicly come out as completely against the idea, although, to be fair, I do think that's more because they hate the idea of independence in any form rather than Scottish independence in particular. It's more a sense, really, of saying Scotland should not have independence. Do we make that clear, Tibet, you stroppy little shit? Former Italian Prime Minister Enrico Letta has also warned that Scotland voting for independence would be a disaster for Britain and the EU. Although, I tell you what else would be a disaster for Britain and the EU, Andy, and that is Italy continuing to stuff its economy into the boot of its car, tie cinder blocks to its ankles and pushing the car off a bridge. If they could stop doing that, that might help as well.
Tony Abbott, your old buddy, the Australian Prime Minister, he also waded in, saying a few weeks ago now, he said this: "I think that people who would like to see the breakup of the United Kingdom are not the friends of justice or the friends of freedom," which was a slightly extraordinary thing to say, and did rather suggest that on the border of Syria and Iraq, there are ISIL terrorists saying, "Tell you what, folks, 18th of September, let's take a day off from hating the West and hating women, and let's watch this fascinating display of democracy unfold." And a quick note to any members of ISIL or ISIS listening, when Al-Qaeda are bawling you out for bad behaviour, you need to take five and think about your corporate ethos as a franchise.
So it all comes down, Scottish independence, to a very simple question. In January of last year, after an almost unbelievable amount of debate over the specific language with which the question would be posed, both sides settled on this. The question: should Scotland be an independent country? It doesn't really seem like semantic rocket science to construct a basic question with just six words, which provokes a yes-no response. But at least they managed it, Andy, because in Canada, the Quebecers have apparently faced in their referendums a 43-word question and a 106-word question. But you know what? That's the French for you, Andy. I think that question even mandated that before you answer, you drink half a bottle of red wine, and that the only two potential responses were a shrug or an indecipherable large gesture with your hands.
Also, the way French works, with that 106-word question, it probably just translated as yes or no in English.
Thanks, Buglers. Sick of politics? Go listen to The Gargle now, where Alice Fraser gives you all the news and none of the politics.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.